Welcome back into the program. Sports Call on a Monday. Tiger 95.9 FM. JJ Jackson inside the studio with Javon Cutler, Brooks Childress, and Tom Peavy. We do apologize for those technical difficulties we were having just a moment ago, but we're back up and running. All things are great here inside our studios, and even more so because we get to go to our Auburn Bank phone line. That's where all of our Sports Call callers and guests join us. And joining us now, the one and only Kevin Ives, Plainsman parking lot, follows Auburn baseball every single game, every single weekend. And Kevin Ives, kind to be back with us on today's show. Kevin, we appreciate the time today. How are things going for you and your world?
Doing good. It's a little hot today, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Without a doubt, yeah. It is. No doubt about that. It's turning into summer weather here on the Plains.
Yeah.
It's baseball season, and that season's heating up and that sort of thing. We can't state this enough, but how big of a weekend series win was this for the Auburn baseball team?
Well, it was huge. I mean, Auburn, despite the struggles this year in the SEC, still at this point controls their own destiny. And it came down to this weekend and then the weekend coming up. So Auburn is still trying to fight for a spot in Hoover and maybe make some magic. But it all had to start with this weekend and taking a series from Texas A&M. And Auburn got a big Friday win, first Friday win they've gotten, or first, I guess, opening SEC win they've gotten since Arkansas, which is the first SEC win. Kind of struggled a little bit on the Saturday game with the pitching. Saw a little bit of that depletion that Auburn's seen all season. Offense was coming out firing, though. Hit three straight home runs to open up the scoring. And then Sunday held on. Sunday was a really good game. It was really close. Auburn took advantage of some Texas A&M mistakes. The pitching staff really buckled down towards the end. Only used three guys on Sunday. Trace Bright, Joseph Gonzalez, and Carson Skipper. And it was really, really... really, really good to see because, Auburn's battled some injuries. Cody Greenhill was not in this weekend because of injury. I think that's what I read. But Auburn took a series. And so now Auburn still controls his own destiny coming up with a huge series in Columbia, Missouri. And you take two or three from them and you're in the SEC tournament pretty much. Auburn knows what it has to do and at least controls its own destiny. And it was good also just to get another SEC series win, to get a win in your final SEC game at home. All that was sort of a good way to send the seniors out a little bit. Have one more game tomorrow. It will be the last home game at Plainsman Park, but it was good to end the weekend on a high note like that.
And then, of course, head to Missouri this upcoming weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. We're talking with Kevin Ives of Plainsman Parking Lot about Auburn baseball picking up the series victory versus Texas A&M. What more can we say about this Auburn offense, Kevin? I mean, all season long, it has been the story, even in the loss on Saturday. It's an Auburn team that slugs four or five home runs in the game, scores nine runs, and loses by two to the Aggies. This offense really has been prolific the entire season.
It really has been, it's the only thing you can say, that has been not necessarily detrimental, but it's kind of hurt them is that, a lot of these home runs have been solo home runs, but Auburn has been very consistent, and they've had guys step up when they needed to step up. It's not been a situation where it's just one or two guys carrying the whole team. Guys managed to get hot at the right times, and you even look at this weekend, Garrett Farquhar has not really played a lot, had to come in on Sunday in a pinch hit role. And hit a really good double to open up some of the scoring a little bit more. But the power is there, and you're seeing power up and down the lineup from Ryan Bliss at the top, Tyler Miller, Stephen Williams. Those guys are just cranking the ball. But then you've got guys that are just really consistent, and they're even if they're in a little slump for a little bit, a guy like Casey Howell, they're still managing to get good at bats and to come up clutch. And that's really the big bright spot of this season has been how the offense has been consistent and has responded. And, the pitching staff it's been hit or miss sometimes, but, the hitting has been fantastic for the majority of the games. Auburn's not been shut out. Sometimes they do go a little bit cold, and, Butch will talk about not liking the approach they've had at the plate. But, you see a lot of selfless baseball with guys bunting, and you see a lot of good at bats consistently, and that's what you really like to see if you're a baseball fan.
What can you tell us about Missouri?
I wish I could tell you a lot. It's hard to get a peg on them. Missouri has been just dog terrible most of the season, and then they go into Starkville and take a series to Mississippi State. They're a team that you never know what team is going to kind of show up, they're going to have good pitching, and they're going to have guys that are streaky hitters, and they're going to, you know, run a lot. They're going to try to steal a lot. You know, Missouri is still this kind of outlier in the SEC that you don't know what you're going to get from them. You don't know what their offensive makeup is. You don't, you know, their record is probably not indicative of what they are. They play this weird schedule all the time where they're playing teams that nobody else is playing half the time. You know, they're playing Kansas State, or they're playing, you know, Eastern Illinois. Like, so you don't have any barometer, at least for, like, you know, Mississippi State or, you know, for Alabama. You're looking at the teams that you kind of play the same. You know, both teams play Jacksonville State, they play Troy, they play whoever. In Missouri, you don't really have anything to go with that. All you know is that they're a team that you know is going to hit the ball consistently, and your hope is just to take advantage of any mistakes that they can give you. Their upset of Mississippi State this weekend was probably the biggest surprise to me of this past weekend. You know, not Ole Miss knocking off Vanderbilt. It was Missouri taking the Mississippi State
no
series,
doubt.
You know. And so I guess it's not more – this weekend is going to be less a situation of what they can do. It's going to be more of what Auburn can do. You know, can Auburn get consistency on the mound, not give up walks and not give up by pitches, which is a ton this weekend, and can the offense kind of give you a cushion early and come out hot? That's the biggest thing. I think for Auburn knowing that they have to take care of business themselves and just focus on Auburn and not worry about what they're going to get from the other team is really going to hopefully serve them well.
So then what kind of a confidence do you have for Auburn when they head to Missouri this week? Is this a series that Auburn can win? And if they were to take 2 out of 3 games, what does that do for their tournament hopes? What does that picture look like?
Well, you know, if they take the series, and they should be in Hoover. I think mathematically they're in Hoover at that point.
Okay.
You have the tiebreaker over the bottom two teams. Top 12 teams will make it in the tournament. So you'll have the tiebreaker over an A&M, over Missouri. A&M plays LSU, who is really fighting for their, field of 64 live. So they're going to come out fire, and they're not really going to play dead baseball. But I think you go to the SEC tournament, you see what happens. I mean, Auburn still is not really, you know, making the NCAA tournament is kind of a long shot at this point, unless some things fall in the right place. They're really probably not going to get in that large bid with the RPI. But you make the tournament, you have a chance to play your way in. And I think it all kind of starts there, because the SEC tournament gets kind of weird once you get past that second day, that third day. Because at that point, you've got the teams that they're either really fired up to be there and they want to win the tournament and they want to kind of prove something. And you have others that after they make it past and after they're in the double elimination part, they've really checked out. They're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. I mean, you see that a lot with, you know, sometimes with a Vanderbilt or sometimes with, sometimes with Mississippi State. But for Auburn, that's what the dream scenario is. That's what you want to happen.
Sure.
Make the SEC tournament, go on a run, and then kind of see what happens. But really, at this point, it's just, you know, digging themselves out of that early hole from the start of the season and making Hoover. And then that way you knew what you could do, and you still have your destiny in your own hands, and you're still gonna fight like that. And you know, that's kind of where Auburn has excelled in the, you know, past few seasons, is having everything in their own control. Who knows? I have some confidence in the series against Missouri, because I think
that's what I want to hear.
And knowing exactly what you have to do, I think that's going to be big for everyone.
It's Kevin Ives. You can follow him on Twitter at AUPPL. One more Auburn baseball game at home this season. It's tomorrow night versus North Alabama. Mr. Tom Peavy, you've been known to frequent the parking deck a time or two before. Why should people go out there for the last home game tomorrow?
Well, because it's the last home game. It's your last chance to
good
see the Tigers live. That's it. Last chance to see them live up there. And go up there to the parking deck and go see Kevin and the whole group. I mean, it's a fun time. And, I mean, you can't beat the seats up there. I mean, it's great. It's great viewing, and great viewing, great people, great atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's your last chance this year, so get out there and enjoy it.
Your favorite thing about watching baseball from up there, Kevin, is what?
It's really just the people that's around me. I mean, it's really, you know, we have guys that come up, you know, people are up there kind of visiting for the first time, you know, just into town. They're going to want to check out the game. But it's really just the atmosphere up there, just the friendship that you make with the folks that have come up. And, you know, you meet new people every year. You meet new people every game. And it's just good to share a love of Auburn baseball with, you know, folks that you probably would not meet otherwise. That's really what I love about it.
I thought you were going to say the rally leg was your favorite.
The rally leg is a, you know, it's a big part. Hopefully I'm not going to have to break it out tomorrow for North Alabama, but... yeah, and that's, you know, we have fun up there.
How
you know,
did that come to be?
It's kind of a funny story. So my father-in-law's leg, he had his leg amputated after an accident years ago. So uh-huh. That was kind of his spare. And we had some car issues, so we were in his, my wife was driving his car. And it was in the trunk, and I told my wife, I guess the LSU series, because I really needed a win on that Sunday, or I guess it was a Saturday. I told my wife, I was just like, hey, you know, if we're tied or if we have a lead at the bottom of the ninth, then I'm taking out the leg because we need some luck. And, you know, we won, we walked it off, and then we, you know, brought it out a couple times this weekend. So it's just random fun stuff like that. You know, it's only weird if it doesn't work type deal. it just makes people laugh, you know, do a double take a little bit and kind of, you know, loosen up and realize, you know, not take themselves as seriously up there and, you know, it's just fun. It's a rally leg, just random stuff like that.
Quote, it doesn't work, or it's only weird if it doesn't work. I love that.
Right.
I'm gonna have to use that from time to time. Kevin, we always do appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy baseball this weekend, and look forward to catching up with you again soon, okay?
I will, guys. Thank y'all.